Betsy, what's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi there.
Hello.
I just heard you talking about the unclogging your arteries thing, and I believe it was last week when you recited these things, and I was scrambling to write them all right down. But I heard one thing. You were saying that the person was taking the brace tocotrienos, which I actually take, and that they were taking a total of six per day.
That's
But
because of
did
the
I
clogged artery,
also,
ma'am. Yes,
huh?
you're right. You're right. You're right.
And then did I also hear you say that they were, well, I take also the tocopherols. Is that a required part of this particular therapy?
No, sir, or ma'am, I'm very sorry there. No, ma'am, it's not. And maybe that's what the last caller was referring to. It's the tocopherols and the tocotrienols that should not be taken together, just simply because the body can only transport in so much of those vitamin E's, and it prefers the tocopherols. Who knows why? And so the tocotrienols should be taken away from tocopherols if one is going to take
I
tocopherols.
do that. I split them up once morning, once evening.
There you go. You got it.
My other thing is I already take the Super K, and it happens that I take three per day, and I think that's what I heard you say
Yes, ma'am. Now,
to
for a
that.
person who's got a bunch of clog, it's three twice a day. If one is trying to do it for minor clog or for preventive person purposes, three is plenty.
Okay. And the third thing I heard you say, well, actually, I heard you say four things, but the third thing you said last week
Okay.
was niacin, but is it niacin or niacinamide for that particular
For that
thing?
particular use, ma'am, it happens to be niacin, and yes, I know niacin causes a lot of us to dilate our blood vessels and get real hot, and so they do have the time-release niacin that's on the market that rarely does that. Now, oddly enough, that research study, for whatever reason, probably because it was up against a patent medicine, attracted attention. It was on the front page of the Seattle Times a little while back, comparing niacin to statin medications, and what do you know? The niacin actually worked a little better than the statins at reducing the thickness of the lining there.
Okay,
Yeah, go ahead.
that one also, I gathered, was three times a day.
If it's niacin in the non-time release form, yes, ma'am. If it's in the time release form, no, it's just twice a day.
Okay, so the time releaser would be three times a day.
No, the time releaser is the twice a day, morning and evening.
Ah.
And the non-time releaser is the three times a day, ma'am.
Okay, I get that. And the last thing you said, and that was potassium iodide. And I do have the Bernard solution around, but it tells you that a dose is like one drop. And according to what I thought I wrote down last week, you were saying 120 milligrams three times per day. And I don't know how to translate that in terms of drops.
Well, you don't do that either, ma'am, without working with the doc, because that was published by two ophthalmologists out of Cincinnati, and they also knew that a lot of iodine can, in some people, not everybody now, but in some people, just suppress their thyroid gland function. So that's what you need to be doing, is working with a natural medicine doctor who knows what they're doing, if you're going to try that, and you've got to monitor your thyroid at periodic intervals. What are those intervals? Well, it depends on what the first test shows you. So I would not, underline not, be doing that without being able to have your thyroid monitored, ma'am. But it did work. That's the thing. That's why it's worth maybe checking with a doc. For those Cincinnati ophthalmologists, they had pictures before and after, and it showed clog clearing.
I see. Okay, well then I think I got that straightened out. The other thing I heard you say just today was about the lithium, and you were talking about the reduction in Alzheimer's, which is wonderful. And I heard you say reducing viruses, and I'm really healthy, but I have viruses will track me to Timbuktu. So the lithium, I talked to the doctor about that, and I was told to take or suggested to take 10 milligrams, which I'm doing. But I hear you're doing 20 for your brain cells anyway. Would
Less,
it
that's
hurt?
just me, ma'am.
Is it weight related? I'm very, very lightweight.
It would be partly
Would
weight related, and for an adult who weighs, for example, 100, 110, I'd go a little easy on it. That's correct.
I? Okay, so you think the 10 is sufficient to head off the nasties there. I'm at 90 as far as weight's concerned.
Okay, ma'am. Just one more thing. We got to get to the rest of our callers. But what the lithium does is it inhibits the growth of certain viruses. It slows them. It inhibits them. Now, if we really want to not get ill very often, then you might think about something that my wife and I have done for years, and I pass this along to people I work with at the clinic. And both my wife and I and those people at the clinic, when they come back from time to time, I don't have to see them real often because they don't get sick much, tell me that, oh, gee, as long as we take that 50,000 units of vitamin A a day, every day, and by the way, that is not harmful unless you're a pregnant mommy and it'll hurt the fetus, and that's likely not.
I actually take that 50,000 A already.
And then you got to get the vitamin D into that tropical optimal range, which for most
I've
of us.
I've got the 5,000 of that, and I'm at about 80 in the range.
Which is spot on median. So you're doing the other two things that are real helpful at keeping those bugs from chasing you to Timbuktu or wherever they were chasing you to.
So you think that probably pretty good on my 10 milligrams of lithium right now.
I think so, ma'am. I think your doc's right.
All right. Well, thank you very much. The other thing I was going to talk to, I'll save for next week so you can get on today.
Thank you. And the people who are waiting, thank you too, ma'am. I will be here next week. I'm going to be gone the following one, but I will be here next week.